Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, is coming to you live from New York City. And thank you for listening on the free Odyssey app, on your local affiliate, on the Infinity Sports Network, channel 158 on Sirius XM. If you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to be hanging out for the next 2 hours. This is a four-hour show. We get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And what a day we've had. We talked about the Falcons. They're actually making some good moves. The Atlanta Falcons have added Justin Simmons, former All-Pro safety from the Denver Broncos. Yesterday, they add Matthew Judon. The Falcons should win the NFC South. We talked about the Buffalo Bills. Things aren't going good for them. Matt Milano is hurt. This man blew out his bicep. He broke his leg last year. If you haven't learned, football is tough. And this is going to be a tough season for the Bills. It's still a winning record, but they ain't going to be where they were. We talked about Will Howard being named the official starting quarterback for the Ohio State University. The NBA schedule is out. We took a look at some of the big games and matchups that you don't want to miss. Christmas slate is good. Always good, right? Spurs are going to take on the New York Knicks. Victor Wembanyama in Madison Square Garden. That's going to be a lot of fun. We talked about, well, I don't want to keep saying her name. We talked about the lady that threw out the first pitch for the Mets. Her name, the Hawk Tua girl. The New York Mets are despicable. The Olympic breakdancer who wants privacy, the one from Australia who stunk. Jordan Chiles is hoping that she can, I guess, still get her bronze medal back. And then how about this? In about 20 minutes, we're going to have a conversation with Jesse Rogers from ESPN. He's a writer and reporter for all things Major League Baseball. And today he wrote an article that was, I had to go, what? What is this? Hickey told me about it. I had to go, what? This is serious? It's about Major League Baseball ultimately, I guess, forcing its starters to pitch six innings. And, yeah, of course, there's some parameters around that. You can't force anybody to just, hey, you got to pitch six innings. Don't work that way. But baseball is trying to, I guess, correct a few of the issues that it's had over the past few seasons. We'll talk to Jesse about what he's learned and what baseball might look like. We know baseball has made a lot of adjustments over the past few years. The bases, the base paths, the stupid ghost runner, and now they may kind of try to just change pitching as we know it today. And so we'll have that chat with Jesse Rogers in about 20 minutes. And I literally just saw this in the break. And I can't believe it. Hickey, I'm not a big movie guy. I know you're not a big movie guy. But they, and when I say they, Hollywood, they're making a movie about John Madden, Hickey. All right? This is supposed to be encapsulating the creation of the Madden video game franchise. Do you want to know who is going to play John Madden?
Yeah. Who?
Nicolas Cage.
What? Who?
Nicolas Cage.
He's playing John Madden.
Nicolas Cage will portray John Madden, the legendary American football coach and sports commentator, in Madden, a biographical drama from director David O. Russell.
Is he going to get plastic surgery and
put on a fat suit?
Yeah, exactly right. Go on the Zion Williamson diet for a few months?
He has to, right? Look, the man who's going to direct and write the film said, Nicolas Cage, one of our greatest and most original actors, will portray the best of the American spirit of originality, fun, and determination, in which anything is possible, as beloved national legend John Madden. Okay. The film will reportedly tell the origin story of the Madden franchise. Oh, my goodness.
You know who Nicolas Cage would be perfect to portray in that movie? Al Davis.
He could be Al Davis. Listen, I could see Bill Bell. Well, I just said it, okay? I could see Nicolas Cage being, yes, Al Davis, right? Put on some makeup, he could be Al Davis. I could see him portraying Bill Belichick. John Madden? John Madden? What? I don't know. That's, and I get it. Technology is crazy. I don't know. John Madden, he's been gone almost 3 years now. He passed away at 85 years old. This is just curious. I don't know. This is going to be heavy makeup on this one, right? Heavy makeup.
Well, the face is not the problem as much as it is the hair and the body.
Well, I mean, you can throw white hair on some, and I don't know what age are they gonna, you know. I guess if what age is he gonna play him? I don't know. But he was always a big fella. Come on now,
right? And Nicolas Cage is not.
He's not a big fellow. He's not. Yeah, star of Face Off and Con Air, where he always played a small fellow, and now he is, even when he put on muscles, you know, but they couldn't find anybody else to play John Madden? Come on, man. Whatever. Anyway, good luck to Nicolas Cage getting ready to play John Madden, I guess. Hickey, next thing you know, they're gonna ask Sam Jackson to play Bill Belichick in a movie. like, hey, we need somebody to portray Bill Belichick. Hey, Sam Jackson, it's gonna be you. It's me. What are we doing here? I don't know.
Can Hickey, I ask a really uneducated question very quickly?
Please go for it.
Is Sam Jackson short for Samuel L. Jackson?
Yes, it is.
Is that just you, because you tight with them, or did he change his name?
Oh, no. You people call him Sam Jackson? Yeah.
I've never heard of that. Okay.
Yeah, Sam
Jackson. Make sure we're talking about the same person.
Yeah. If he was in front of me, I'd call him Mr. Jackson, okay?
Oh, very proper.
I don't need Samuel Jackson. That man can curse, okay?
Amongst other things.
That man can curse. I do not need that man cursing me. And he's, how old do you think he is, Hickey? However old you think Sam Jackson is, he's older.
65.
No, 75 years old.
No way. Wow.
Sam Jackson is 75 years old. 75. I don't even know. How old is, what's the other black guy everybody likes? He's from Mount Vernon.
Morgan Freeman?
No, not Morgan. Morgan Freeman got to be like 90-something. He got to be in his 80s, right?
I was going to guess 70s, but
Morgan Freeman is 87 years old.
Oh, jeez.
No, I'm talking about Alonzo from Training Day. People are yelling at me now. I know exactly who he is. Oh, my God. Ricochet. Oh, my God. How am I not knowing? Oh, man, this is embarrassing.
Yeah, come on, Jerry. You're embarrassing yourself
from,
here.
He's from Mount Vernon. He grew up right up the block from me. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's your neighbor.
He's going to be in the new Gladiator movie. Come on.
You know it.
Denzel.
There it is.
Denzel Washington, 69 years old.
That sounds all right.
Yeah, he's 69. Samuel Jackson is 75. What a world. Well, anyway, I'm sick of all the movies anyway. I'm done. I don't want to go to the movies. I don't want to see anything. I don't want to pay to go to the movies. Me going to the movies right now is just asking to take a nap. Why am I going to pay for a nap? That's like a $16 nap. And if I got to take somebody with me, this is now a $32, $35 nap. I don't want this.
Ugh. Plus popcorn, drinks, candy.
Forget all of that crap.
$100 down the drain.
To go see a movie, and then if the movie sucks, you don't get that money back. You don't get that money back. You just disappointed.
Just like you go to a sporting event and your team stinks.
Oh, no. Use credentials. I wish I could use credentials to go to a movie, but it don't work that way. Hickey, have you ever fallen asleep in the movies?
I have, actually, yes.
Yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
The first one?
No, like the fifth one. Johnny Depp was well into that role. I think he even himself was like, all right, this is enough.
Man, they make the movies like 5 hours long. Can't blame anybody. I think I was on a date a million years ago, and I went to go see Transformers. It's like a Friday night. I'm like, I don't like going to the movies in the first place, let alone on a Friday night. There's too many people. I don't want to see people, okay? And I was like, why are you sleeping? Like, because it's like 11 o'clock at night. Why am I sitting in this dark room? It's time for me to sleep. That's why.
You fell asleep at the movies on a date?
Yeah, Transformers. I remember because I couldn't talk about the movie after because it was spotty. I didn't remember everything.
There's no way you went on a second date, right?
I think this was somebody that I was already dating for like years or something.
Oh, okay.
No big deal.
This is like a first date. You can't have a second. How'd it go? Well, my date fell asleep.
Is going to the movies a good date anyway? It's like one of the worst things that you could do.
You're right.
Like, you go on a date unless you got to eat dinner, right? Now you got to have dinner and a movie. Like, that's too much. That's too much money, right?
Too much money at the movie. You can't talk, so you're just kind of sitting there.
Yeah, it's a waste of time.
Do you want to make out the movie? It depends what you want to.
People do that?
No, I mean, not anymore. Probably this is more like high school. Because I feel like high school, at least where I grew up, like the movies were popular. Like, oh, you want to go on a date? Let's go to the movie sort of thing.
Yeah, because it's dark.
Yeah. Right.
And people can use their imagination after that.
But on the surface, it's a terrible idea for a date.
Dinner and a movie? You have to see the movie first, right? And then you got to go to dinner afterwards. And it's probably going to be late just so you could sit down and talk about the movie. So you have another basis of something to talk about outside of, well, what do you like to do? And do you like this? And do you like that? What a waste of time.
Interesting. I actually would have thought it'd be the other way around, but yours sounds better.
You go to you eat and then go to the movie?
I always assume, like, if you're going to go dinner and a movie, you go in that order.
Right. You go eat and then you do the movie. No, it does make sense. But it makes more sense to see the movie and then talk about it after, unless you got to, you drive your date home or I don't know what people do. Do you do dinner, a movie, and then you grab a drink afterwards? Is that too much? It's too much, right?
It depends.
This is like 6-7 hours now at this point.
It is a big commitment. Depending on the movie, too, you see. Be there for 3 hours.
A children's movie. They're like 90 minutes. 87 minutes, you're done. Right, that's it.
What do you want to go on a first date? Let's go see Despicable Me 4. Okay.
Why not, right? That's the thing with the little eyeballs, the little yellow guys.
That's it.
Yeah, why not? I know I'll be out in 87 minutes.
And I'm sure you'll be out on a phone call for a second date, too.
Yeah, I guess I'll. This sucks.
Where is he taking you? Despicable Me. Okay.
Hey, he's a fun guy. I thought people like when True. You women like to laugh. Isn't that how it goes?
Is this? I don't know if that's a comedy.
Despicable Me.
Is it? Yeah, I don't know.
People are calling us now at this point. Oh my God. What are we getting advice on where to take people out on a date? I don't know. 855-212-4227. Anyway. I think this is going to be an Amazon movie that Nicolas Cage is going to be in with John Madden. So, yeah, you go ahead and you watch it and you enjoy it when it comes out, I guess, in another 3 years or 2 years or whatever. And everybody tell us how it went. I can't remember the last Nicolas Cage movie I saw. I've seen a lot of them. Last I saw, he was running around trying to find scrolls and things. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to get ready to take a break. We come back on the other side of the break. We're not going to talk about a movie. We're going to discuss reality. And the reality that Major League Baseball is actually trying to improve the sport. We're going to be joined by Jesse Rogers. He's an ESPN reporter and writer. Covers all things baseball. And earlier today, he dropped a kind of a bombshell. He said that Major League Baseball is actually looking to enforce that their starting pitchers pitch 6 innings minimum. How the hell do you do that? If a guy stinks, are you leaving him in there? If the guy is bad, like how do you make a pitcher pitch six innings? We'll get into that with Jesse Rogers on the other side of the break as Major League Baseball. Now, that would be bigger, I believe, than any of the moves that they tried to make last year. We'll get into that on the other side. The future of baseball. Jesse Rogers joining us. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We got people listening and tuned in coast to coast. And right now, we're being joined by someone who wrote an article today that made me go, Major League Baseball is considering doing what? Baseball has tried to be progressive over the past couple of seasons to make the game more enticing, more exciting, to have more action. And so right now, we are being joined by Jesse Rogers, covers all things baseball for ESPN.com. And he wrote an article today that made me just go, this is a reality? Hey, we'll talk about it. Hey, Jesse, how are you, man? Thank you for the time.
I'm doing well. Good to be with you.
I appreciate it. You wrote this article today. And in summation, pretty much Major League Baseball, after implementing multiple changes last year, the size of the bases and relievers, what they can do and can't do, they're considering implementing a rule where a starter has to go six innings unless he's injured or what have you. What are some of these other future considerations that they're thinking about as it relates to this potential six innings for a starter?
Yeah, I mean, they're just kicking it around because they're on to what is next after last year's rule changes. Not that they have to make, you know, another set of rule changes, but they're thinking about the future of this game and all the pitching injuries, for example. How many times bullpens are used now in games. Remember, back in the day, seven innings was normal for a start. It's all the way down to 2.5 innings per start now is like an inning lower than it used to be, basically, in the old days. And then they're also thinking of ways to try to bring offense back in the game a little bit more, although it's been pretty good this second half. In general, it's been down. So they're kicking around ideas. We know about the double-hook DH rule, which is if you pull your pitcher early or whenever you pull him, potentially you lose your DH. That's sort of an incentive to leave your starting pitcher in there. That'd be one thing they're kicking around. The size of a pitching staff is another thing they're kicking around. The less pitchers you have in a staff, the longer your starter might go, that kind of thing. And the other thing is what I wrote about today, which has not been talked about a lot, is potentially asking starters or forcing starters to go a minimum of six innings. However, there are exceptions to that rule. Obviously, if you get rocked, meaning maybe four or five or more runs, you can be pulled before six innings. If you throw 100 and 110 pitches, you know, pick the number, you can be pulled before six innings. If you get hurt, you can be pulled. The real idea behind it is to avoid openers, for one. Everybody has to train five starting pitchers to be real starting pitchers. And also, to take that analytical moment out of the game, when a manager pulls a starter that's going well at 84 pitches and he's about to face the other the opposing lineup for a third time, you know that moment where you all hate that now, yeah. That's what it's really about. And in doing so, they hope to change the training habits of pitchers. And that's why if they ever implemented this, they would give teams 3 years of notice. They would give pitchers 3 years of notice. So all the way down in the minors now, you are training guys to last six innings, to maybe pull back on velocity and work on your command. All these things that we used to see in pitchers instead of just max velocity, max velocity. So there's a lot behind it than just forcing starters to go six, which I think if you know, a lot of people took it as that. No, there's some layers to it, and a lot of it makes sense. I don't know if it could happen in practice.
Jesse Rogers is joining us from ESPN. I've been yelling about this for years. You know, we don't have the outliers of the world who just go out there and get it. They're not allowed to, and the pitchers aren't trained to. Is there a right. thought in your mind that there's even more of a trickle-down effect, not just from the majors down to the minors, but down to the youth level as well, where young men are going to train differently?
The answer is yes. That would be the league's hope. Now, I didn't include a lot of pitchers in the story because then we were going to go into the weeds. And what I mean by that is it's all about money. Like if pitchers down in high school and college are taught that innings will get you paid more than strikeouts, they will train to last a long time. And that's why I even wrote in the article, maybe even incentives for pitchers and or teams that reach a certain innings mark for starting pitchers could make sense. If your starting staff reaches 900 innings in a season, maybe you get an extra draft pick. You know, there's ways to address this. And same thing with pitchers themselves. Incentivize it. 180, you know, it doesn't have to be this direct, but pretend like 180 innings pitched gets you $1 million bonus, or 200 innings gets you $10 million bonus. All of a sudden, you will start seeing pitchers train differently. So whether it's incentivize or force them to do it differently, they do hope there'd be a trickle down effect, but it has to incorporate the money aspect of it, because right now velocity and strikeouts get you paid a lot more than command and innings pitched.
Jesse Rogers is joining us here, covers all things baseball for ESPN. This is the Infinity Sports Network. You think about the changing landscape. You said this could potentially be 3 years out. Could it be a little bit longer than that?
Yeah, I mean, here's the point. If they ever decide to do it, at that point, it would be at least 2 to 3 years out. So I don't think they're close. I'm going to be honest. I wrote the article because it's something they're kicking around and hasn't been talked about publicly much, but I don't think they're close to deciding that's the word I'll use, panacea, meaning the thing that will solve several problems. But let's pretend like this offseason they say that's our answer. Then they will at least give 25, 26, and maybe even 27. They will give pitchers and teams 3 years to get ready. And that means training habits can change. And then you, maybe in 2 years, you institute it in the minor leagues, right? And then in 3 years, you institute it in the major leagues. So it's really a long-term project. And the bigger picture thing is they are trying to address injuries, scoring, and starting pitcher sort of prestige all at once. And there's other ways. Like I said, a smaller pitching staff might do it as well, though any of these things, you could take the other side and say, well, that might increase injuries. An 11-man pitching staff, you might increase injuries. Again, the pitchers would have to pull back some. It's hard, and I wrote this in the article. One of the executives said to me, you know, the genie's out of the bottle. You can't ask a guy who's trained to throw 100 to now pull back and throw 93. But maybe you can. I mean, in the old days, guys, even now, Verlander holds something back for late in the game.
That's right.
So maybe you can convince guys to hold something back and pull out the 100 maybe in their sixth inning when they're almost done. So there's a lot of layers to it, but I think it's an interesting discussion because, like you said, I want to see Roger Clemens versus Al Leiter or whatever. You know, I want to see great – I don't want to see openers. I don't want to see many bullpen games, if any. You know, but I'm older. Maybe young fans don't care as much, but I think if you pay a good ticket to go to a game, good price to go to a game, you want to see a real starting pitcher in there and not three relievers, you know?
Yeah, the days are gone, you know. Give me Randy Johnson, throw him out there, you know, versus Curt Schilling. I mean, we don't have any of that anymore.
Not much.
Jesse Rogers is joining us. Are there any other potential adjustments or changes? I think all things considered, almost a year and a half following the big changes from last year, the clock, the bases, extra innings, and what have you, are there any other ideas that are getting kicked around by baseball to improve the game?
Yeah, well, certainly that double hook DH rule, but I don't think that's going to happen. One of the executives mentioned maybe a 5-batter minimum for relievers, so we don't have the parade of relievers, and you know, maybe you will leave your starter in longer because you don't trust your first reliever to get 5 batters out, right? And it will put a premium on good relievers that can pitch, you know, maybe multiple innings and things like that. And so 5-batter minimum is a potential. I don't think that's going to happen. I think this would be the one big thing, trying to address pitching injuries along with starting pitcher prestige. I think they're really happy with the big changes from last year. But if they could find a solution to the things we're talking about, they'd absolutely go for it. But other than that, no, they're not thinking about, I don't know, 10 defenders or something like that. they know they made some radical changes. This would be the next thing on the list, though.
Jesse Rogers joining us from ESPN. One thing that we have heard about intermittently over the past several seasons, and it has been tested out in the minor leagues, is robo-umps. At what point, I think this is inevitable, not necessarily to replace the umpires, but to certainly assist them. At what point are we going to see this at the major league level?
Yeah, it sounds like 2026, but there's a caveat. They're assuming they will perfect the system between now and then. So let's just assume they do by next year. It's just something about the zone isn't exactly perfect, but long story short, there's some technical things about it. But I think if they go to the challenge system, and you know what that is, right? You get three challenges per game. If you win the challenge, you keep it. If they go to the challenge system, we're all assuming the most egregious calls will be challenged and somewhat easily overturned. If they go to a full robotic system, every pitch called by the computer, that's a little tricky because the zone would have to change. They haven't perfected the technology to judge every single borderline pitch the right way. Hitters would have to get used to a new zone, more of a rectangle zone than kind of an oval that it is now. But the challenge system, you're only going to see a few challenges per game. It's going to be those egregious calls, and almost everybody in the game would rather do that than go to the full automatic balls and strikes. So I think 2026, it will be there, barring something that sort of derails it next year.
So you feel it's going to be more so of a challenge system?
I do. I mean, rarely do you get the players, the teams, the league office, the players union all on the same page. And when it comes to this topic, including umpires, they're all on the same page. They all would rather have it. Even players would rather have a challenge system because I think they understand the zone would change and they have to get used to something new if it went to full automatic balls and strikes. So yeah, I think everybody's on board with a challenge system. So look, why fight that? If the league and the union can be on the same page about something, you may as well go for it.
And Jesse, I know you know all about the league, but I know you are based in Chicago. How long are we going to watch the White Sox be bad? 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, 5 year, 6 year, 7 year, 8 year? How much more do we got to wait to this?
Yeah, I mean, probably 4 years. It's probably a four-year plan. They do have some good pitching in the pipeline, but they don't have any hitting. So, I mean, minimum four years. They're gonna trade for some young hitting when they trade Luis Robert, when they trade Garrett Crochet, and then you got to let those guys mature. So you're looking at a full-on five-year rebuild, maybe decent in 4 years, and that's if everything works, But they do have some good pitching in the pipeline. You can always fast-forward your rebuild with good pitching. But they don't spend money, and that's the other way to fast forward a rebuild, spend some money. So we're not even at the bottom yet when you consider they're still going to trade Crochet and Robert more than likely. When they do that, that's when they've hit rock bottom.
Well, Jesse, we may not even – well, I know we're not at the rock bottom of this year. Are they going to set a modern record for losses?
Yeah, I think so. I can't see the avenue where they won't. I just don't. They just don't have – enough. Garrett Crochet is going to trend towards being shut down because of an innings limit. They already traded Fetty. They just don't have enough. I thought they'd get a little boost with the manager change, and they had to play the Yankees, so they actually won a game there. And maybe that boost will come, but I think they will set the record. It's hard to see them winning 14 games the rest of the year. It just is.
Oh, my God. Well, Jesse, let's end on a positive note here. Your article was a pleasure. It was a dream what you wrote because I don't think Major League Baseball, I don't expect them to be that, what's the word, forward-thinking. And it's a shame, if you ask me, that they've had to manipulate the game to try to get it back to its original kind of free flowing form. But I guess, hey, things change over time. In your heart of hearts, do you believe that in, I don't know, 3, 4, or 5 years, baseball will implement this sixth inning? Or is it just an idea that they'll just rip to shreds and say, ah, no, forget it?
Yeah, I'm going to say they won't. I think they will think hard about it, but they won't. But I don't know what they're going to try to do something. I don't know, you know, a smaller pitching staff, as I mentioned a couple times, that involves like the union, because all of a sudden you have more hitters and less pitchers on a team. And you know, that involves the union in a greater sense. So I don't know what the answer is. Maybe that double hook DH, but that has problems too. You know, Bryce Harper coming back from injury is your DH. Then you pull your pitcher, you lose Bryce Harper. I mean, you know, fans pay a lot of money to see these players. So that's why, you know, maybe they will circle back to the six-inning requirement, because I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel to fix these issues without something dramatic like that. But I don't think they're anywhere close to doing it.
I hope that they do it. I wish that they would automatically do it themselves, as in the teams and the players, but we are so past that. I would not mind baseball going back to what it was, you know, 30 and 40 years ago. But, you know, who the hell am I? They're not trying to sell the game to me. Hey, Jesse, thank you so much. Where can people follow you, find your work, see the amazing article on ESPN? Fill us in.
Yeah, ESPN.com. You know, I'm based in Chicago, so I do a lot of Chicago-oriented stuff, but also these big picture things. And you can follow me at Twitter, at Jesse Rogers ESPN.
Hey, Jesse, thank you so much for the time. Don't let the White Sox kind of ruin you, okay? And still love baseball.
Too late. They've destroyed me this year. And the Cubs aren't much better, so it's been a tough year in Chicago.
Well, at least no managers are falling asleep in a dugout, so that's a plus.
That's a win. You're right.
That's a win.
Take care.
Thank you so much to Jesse Rogers for joining us. Covers all things baseball, based out of Chicago, for ESPN. I hope baseball does it. I wish they wouldn't have to change or adjust the rule. But if you have to, just do it. Because this, hey, go out there and pitch 4 innings and then bring 5 other guys in. I hate that. Mano y mano, what you got? Well, this guy, after the second time in the lineup, he's liable. No, just go after him. Nobody got no guts. I'm sick of this computerized baseball. They've always utilized stats and numbers, of course, but there's less of an emphasis. And maybe the pitchers, maybe they wouldn't get hurt. Maybe everybody and their mother wouldn't, you know, need Tommy John surgery. Maybe because they're not throwing 100 when they're, I don't know, 20 years old. Learn how to pitch, not just go out there and throw. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, speaking of injuries, when we come back, we're going to talk about an NFL player. This guy just signed to a new team, and he is still not playing. And now he's on social media battling with everybody about it. We're going to talk about this dude on the other side. He's real famous. I'll tell you who he is.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you again to Jesse Rogers for ESPN, or from ESPN, for joining us in the last break. He wrote an excellent article that I hope comes true as he discussed Major League Baseball looking into potentially, maybe, having a six-inning requirement with some exceptions for starting pitchers. Don't expect it next year or the year after that. This could be years off into the future. But anything that just restores the game to more of what it used to be, I think would be valuable. And so thank you so much to Jesse Rogers for joining us. And go ahead and check out that article on ESPN. And one of the key factors of doing so happens to be injuries to pitchers. Maybe if these guys weren't going out there saying, hey, I'm going to pitch 5 innings, so I'm just going to throw 1,000,000 miles per hour. Maybe they'd actually learn how to pitch. And in a second, I'm going to tell you about somebody else who I think at this point of his career, there is no avoiding injury. I'm going to tell you who that is in a second. This portion of the show is sponsored by Hyundai's bold family of EVs that bring a new kind of energy to your journey. The Ioniq 5 and 5N, Ioniq 6 and Kona Electric, the most electric EV lineup. Maybe this guy needs a new battery in his bag. Maybe he needs a new body. Who the hell am I talking about? Odell Beckham Jr., the man who just signed a contract with the Miami Dolphins, this all-speed lineup with Hill and Waddle and A-Chain. Well, here's a problem. Odell Beckham Jr., he hasn't been able to practice. Odell Beckham Jr. hasn't been able to participate here in training camp. And so naturally, of course, fans of the Miami Dolphins are starting to ask, well, what the hell is wrong with you? And are you going to play? For whatever reason, I guess Odell has been bored. This man has been on social media, going in on fans, telling them to mind their business. And why get involved with fans on social media? Odell is like, if there's something for you to know, then you'll know. You know, people are doing all of this to get clicks. And anytime my name is in somebody's mouth, they're making money. And it's just like, why are you fighting online? For what? What does that do? It does nothing. And I think having any type of concern about Odell Beckham Jr. and his health is a valid one. Because, I mean, damn it, the guy started his NFL career with hamstring issues. He's going to be 32 years old in November. He's tore his ACLs twice. Okay, at one time he tore it in the Super Bowl. He was having a good Super Bowl and he tore his ACL. And the concerns are reasonable. Last year with the Ravens, he played in 14 games, hauled in 565 yards in addition to three touchdowns. Not too shabby, right, for a guy coming off of injury. And for a team that is more so known to run the football. Well, I mean, for the Miami Dolphins, he's not going to be the number one option. That's going to be Hill. Waddle is going to be two. Now, let's be real. Odell would be three if he were actually healthy enough to step out onto the field. And so what the hell is going on with Odell? You got to ask their head coach, Mike McDaniel. He's always pretty frank with the media, with the people, with the fans. He was asked if there was any concern that Odell is not running routes.
I wouldn't have a level of concern. I think the as the process goes, you have to put one foot in front of the other. And what you don't want, and what I know Odell doesn't want, is getting on the grass and then leaving it. So just preparing people to be the version of themselves where they can play confident and convicted.
Oh, man. Hickey, he just said a whole lot of nothing. He said nothing.
He said nothing. In an eloquent way, somewhat-ish, sort of.
How many games do you think Odell is playing this year for the Dolphins?
I would say I'll go nine.
Nine? Okay. Oh, okay.
I was going to say he's not going to be playing that much, so, you know, right. Take a little toll off the body.
I was going to say at this rate, I was going to give him 10 games.
Oh, so we're in lockstep.
Yeah, we're in the same range. He probably won't be ready to start the season, so we can lop off a game or two, I think. Throughout the course of the year, you know, his hamstring will bother him. There'll be a game where he gets, I don't know, he's not a big guy. It may be a game where he gets knocked and hurt, I don't know, shoulder, head or something. That's a game. And then, you know, he'll pop up and just try to be available by the time the Dolphins hit the stretch run. I don't think you can expect a lot, you know, out of Odell, just given his career history and given the injuries, also given his age. I can't even say for what his career would or could have been. Like, this is what it is for Odell. Like, this is what his career was and is and has been. I mean, if the guy was 6'3", 6'4", would he have the same career? Maybe not. He just can't stay on the field. I just wish, and he's a human being like everybody else. He's always shown himself to be very, very passionate, and he cares a lot. Do you need to get into it with the fans? Is that not a waste of energy? Like, what good is that doing for Odell? Like, in all honesty, we probably wouldn't be talking about it now at this point if Odell didn't help bring more light to it. If you don't want the fans talking about it, if you want people to shut up, why are you going to put a flashlight on it? This is like, I don't know, sitting in a classroom and you got a big old zit on your forehead and some stupid kid next to you is going, oh, you got a zit, you got a zit, you got a zit. And just three people in the classroom hear you. And then you decide to scream real loud, shut up about my zit. The whole class turns around and is looking at you. Hickey, you like that analogy? You like that one, right?
That was very good. I like that a lot.
Why are you bringing attention to something that's so negative? I don't know. I would think at 32 years old and for all Odell has been through, especially being in the public eye and always being the center of attention, I would have thought that he would have learned better. There are people on Twitter. Ignore them. A lot of these people, yeah, they would love to be in your position, to do what you do, to be you. Why the hell are you giving them the time of day? I'd like to see Odell happy and successful out on the football field, not angry yelling at fans on Twitter. Come on, Odell, do better. Get healthy and play football. The Dolphins can go to the playoffs and lose in some freezing climate, okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about some guys. They do not lose. Not when it comes to their bank accounts. I didn't forget about these guys. These teammates are going to be making money. Hopefully together. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.